Now we've got the last award as such, top of the bill. And to present it, I want to ask a man worthy of giving that award, first of all, to step up here with me. There are many, many, many hundreds of legends. Each one's got his own character and his own favourites amongst you. But this man seems to be the most popular man of all wrestlers put together collectively. He is the man of 1,000 holds. Yeah. 10 times lightweight champion of the world. What else can I say about this man? It's Johnny Saint. John, I'd like you to present this because you're more than worthy of the person who's getting it. Please. Would you like to spell on that, Shannon? Okay. For a man who's such a brilliant wrestler, he doesn't like saying too much. Ladies and gentlemen, the recipient of the award, we're very honoured to have him with us today. Through the 60s and 70s and 80s, he was probably one of the biggest heavyweight stars in Britain. He travelled Europe, he travelled America, he travelled Canada, before he settled in South Africa. As if that wasn't enough, he turned his gifts to writing, and he wrote about his own very sad upbringing, which was just for the family. But it was spotted and turned into a book that became a bestseller called Bless Me Father. He's now written another book, a follow-up, which will be out in the later months of the year, called The Donegal Drop, taken from his own favourite move. What else can I say about this man, the giant of wrestling? He's flown in from South Africa to be with us today. Would you please give the biggest welcome of the day to the one and only Sean Regan.
Come on, Sean, come on. Well, what more can I say, ladies and gentlemen, than what Frank has already said? But Sean, this gives me great pleasure to present this award to you. Okay? Thank you very much.
Good on. Johnny, thank you very much. I'm very honoured that somebody of your stature is giving it to me.
Flattery gets you everywhere. Be very careful what you say.
Suddenly I'm lost for words because I feel very, very emotional. Yeah, I've been planning to come here for years and years and years and years. And when I look down and see some of the guys that I suffered with, I look down and see Colin Johnson. He and I were in South Africa and we suffered down there. I look down and I see the Dazzler down here. Many, many matches I had with the Dazzler. And you know what? This is one guy who could stand in the corner and nick the show. Joe didn't have to do anything. All the eyes were on. I see Joe DiRazio down here. So happy to see him. Man who refereed many, many matches of mine. And one day I said I was complaining about not making enough money, you know. There's no point in going up to the office to get it because we had the fiddler on the roof. Don't you remember him? So I said to Joe, I said, hey, Joe. And he said to me, Sean, you're not going to make any money until you start going abroad. And that's when I started going to Germany, to Kaiser. Then I went off to Canada, went off to Japan 10 times. And, it's been marvellous. And looking around and seeing all these wonderful guys. Yes, it's a family. See Harry Kendall over there, how many matches I had with him. A few of the boys there that, you know, now I'm a wreck. Every bone in my body's broken. I've got more scars on it enough. All from you guys. Thank you very much. What you'd like to say now about the book, the next book that comes out, it's called The Donegal Drop. How did he get that name? I was in Canada, arrived in Canada, I got fired from my job as a teacher, as you know. They found out I was wrestling, that's why I got the name Sean Regan, okay? Arrived in Canada and they put me on TV and they said, what's your favourite hold? And I said, I couldn't think of anything else to say. I said, what's the Donegal Drop? That was the name of the book. It's all about the wrestling business, not knocking the business, but telling the story as it is, that you people, you men I'm looking at down there, and all those that have passed on, were really hard, hard men. You know, everybody gets the wrong idea about wrestling. Is it all bent, you know? I wish it was. I mean, Johnny Saint said to me, he said, if they asked me that question, I'd say it wasn't bent enough. Now, I mean, when you think what we went through in those hard old rings, sometimes you were lucky if you went to Ipswich, you got a bath. You went to Norwich, you washed in a bucket. We forget all that, guys. We had some of the toughest, hardest men in this business, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing to know you. I'd just like to say one last thing for about Bill Bridges, my long time mate. Where he's hiding around the corner there. I'm going to tell you the story because it's in the book. I was wrestling in Aldershot, and it was decided that I should wear a mask as a zebra kid, not the second zebra kid, and to hide my identity, because I just got this fancy job in a school. So halfway through the match, there was a youngster called Neil Sanders, hadn't been long in the business, wanted to make a big impression, and the mask shifted round in my head. I couldn't see anything, I was blind as a bat, and Neil Sanders knocking the daylights out of me. So like all good villains, I went into the corner and kicked the ropes. I missed the ropes and kicked some bird in the face, and down she went. Right, broken jaw, broken nose, and what did I do? Well, I lost my bottle, I ran. Next thing I know, police arrive at my front door. Are you the zebra kid? No. Are you Sean Regan? No. Are you Jerry Murphy? Yeah, you're the same. You're the guy we're looking for. So I go to Bill Bridges and I said, Bill, I've got a terrible problem now. The newspapers are on to me. I've been taken to court. I'm going to lose my job. And Bill, I mean, who would do this now? Bill turned around and said, tell him it was me, mate. Tell him it was me in the bonnet. So I did. So I said, the coppers came round. I said, the guy you're looking for, his name's Bill Bridges, and he lives up in Eltham, up that way. You go find him, you know. Turns out Bill was wrestling in Littlehampton or someplace on the night I was in Aldershot. Police came back, said, right, we're going to nick you, you know, interfering with justice. We're going to nick Bridges because he's set himself up. All right, performers. In the end, anyway, I got fired. And then I went off around the world. She's a youngster there, come all the way from Japan, to be able to say. Okay, wonderful, eh? And now, just before I go, probably the last time I'll ever get here, I live in South Africa. I've invited Bill, I've invited Frank, I've invited Colin. I live in South Africa. Any old guys who give me a hiding in the ring, you'd be very, very welcome to come and visit me. All right, I will look after you. Colin knows I will look after you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, lastly, without wanting to talk too much, I'd just like to say, Frank, thank you so much for this lovely thing. I will treasure it. I've got a few certificates at home. I'm a doctor, as you know, a doctor of philosophy. This, people, means more to me than the doctorate or the master's degree or anything else that I've got, because the wrestling business made me what I am. And I'd like to thank you all for that. Thank you, Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only world famous legend that he is, Sean Regan.